The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. My Lenten message series is entitled Daily Discipleship. So every Sunday of Lent, I'll be talking about what makes a disciple. And just as I have in the past, there will be a download sheet, a worksheet. You can get it from my website, fathermikesmessages.com. Or if you don't have access to a computer, you can get a hard copy in the back of church. But each week we're going to be looking at discipleship, what it is. Now, basic description or definition of a disciple is one who consciously and personally enters into a relationship with Jesus to follow him in the midst of the church. That's the basic definition. And most writers about discipleship would say, just because you go to church or you come and get your ashes does not make you a disciple. In fact, G.K. Chesterton said that might not even make you a Christian. He says, just because you go to church doesn't mean you're a Christian any more than standing in your garage makes you an automobile. Pow! Thank you, Mr. Chesterton. But he's right. He's right. We get into these sort of cultural habits. We do the basics. But discipleship is something entirely different. It's where we give everything over to the practice of our faith. And practice is part of it. We've got to get good at it. We've got to practice. And we have to practice with other people in the community. So the first attribute I'm going to look at today is this. The disciple knows the story. The disciple knows the story. What's the story? The story of salvation. That's what this book is all about. The story of salvation. Everything we need to know about God's working is in here. How well do we know the story? Can we, in let's say 5 sentences, give the basic overview of the story to someone who asks, what do you Christians believe? Can we say, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, this is how it begins, this is how it ends, and in between, this is what's happening. Can we do that? Now, we refer to those basics as the kerygma, the basic proclamation. So every disciple knows it, backwards and forwards, and can sit down and say, okay, I'm going to tell you the story of salvation. And I don't know how they do it, but kids who are evangelical can give it really well. They can tell you the story. Catholic kids, few and far between. But we're supposed to be disciples. We're supposed to know the story and be able to tell it to other people. And in our readings today, it's all about people knowing the story. So in that first reading, we're told Moses says, you bring up your gifts to the altar, and then you say, my father was a wandering Aramean. He's just repeating scripture. He's telling his story. That's the story of the Jews, the Hebrews. Started with Abraham, a wandering Aramean, and God saved us, and that's why we're here. So I don't know how many of the Jews at that time were real disciples, but that's what they were supposed to be able to do, to quote scripture, to say, this is our story. This is where we came from. This is the root of our faith. So right in the very first reading, we have someone who's just basically telling the story. And then Paul comes along. What does he say? Well, it's given in scripture. There again, Paul knew the story. He knew it backwards and forwards. And he's saying to the people, the word of God is in you, it's in your mouth. Basically, it should be in our hearts and our minds so that we can always talk about it. So when people ask us about Jesus, when they ask us for a word of hope, we instantly know where to go, where in the Bible we need to go so we can say to people, well, this is what the Bible says. This is what Jesus said. That's the good news. Disciple knows the scriptures inside and out, and there are some, and I have a few Catholic friends who can do this, can actually come up with, oh, well, you know, in Isaiah 40, verse 2, it says. Well, that's a disciple, at least the first part of discipleship, and I think he has the other parts too. But a good disciple, a real disciple, as opposed to just a pew sitter, knows the story, knows the outline of the story and can give it at a moment's notice or can go into more detail, can say, well, as it said in the book of Genesis, the first book, or as Moses said in Deuteronomy, or as Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah, person who is a disciple can do that. And on a daily basis, they're daily disciples. So then we get to the gospel, and here we have Satan tempting Jesus and says, I'll give you this, I'll give you that, do this, do that, and what does Jesus do in response? He quotes the Bible. He fights the fight with the Bible, the story. He knows it too. He's able to say, you don't tempt God. That's our story. That should be in our hearts and our minds. It should be at the forefront of our lives so that when we are tempted, when people have an issue or a problem, when we're called to uplift someone, when we're called to correct someone, we'll know the best source of correction or hope. Again, the story. Every Christian disciple knows the story inside and out. Now, I'm not going to test any of you. Maybe on the way out, I'll throw out, okay, Jeremiah, verse 3 in chapter 7. Then you have to pay me if you can't do it. But, now, I'm not saying we have to know chapter and verse. It'd be great if we could. But we need to be familiar with the Bible because, again, this is the basic book, the basic font of basic knowledge that we have to refer to if we want to go out and create new disciples. And that's what real disciples do. Real disciples don't just say, I got it all here, but then they go out and make new disciples. And it is challenging. It should be challenging. But remember, what we're talking about is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. He is everything. He is the answer to the world, and when we get upset or frightened, we need to go back to Jesus, and the Word of God comes from God so that we know the story, so we're not going to get off track. We'll be able to go back to the wisdom, the knowledge that we have, and say, no, that's not right, or that's the way to go, or what does the Bible say? What does the church teaching say? And the church teachings are based on the Bible. So the first attribute of a daily disciple is they know the story. They have a real firm knowledge of the Bible. How many of you have a Bible? Okay, if you don't, get one. And if you have one that's propping up a leg, put it up on the table, dust it off. And I guarantee you, if you start reading from the very beginning, you're going to get really pulled into it. Because you want adventure? You want murder? You want rape and incest? Got everything in here. It's exciting. It can be. And it's awe-inspiring and it's off-putting. But which says to us more and more that this really is God's word. Because he's not glossing over the evil. He's not. He's putting it right up in front and say, this was wrong. And then, of course, we have Jesus, the fulfillment of God's plan and word and story, and it's all about finding salvation through Jesus Christ. So the question is always, is do we want to be a disciple, which means we're devoting more and more time to practicing our faith, learning the story so that we can share it with others, taking notes. I know a woman in Geneva, I would always look at her during Holy Hour. Her Bible was covered in scratchings and words, covered, and yet she kept adding more. She knew the Bible. Now, hopefully, she was also a disciple. I think she was. But first thing, and this is no particular order, we need to know the story. We need to be able to tell it to other people. We need to be able to refer to it each and every day, especially if we want to let other people know what the real truth is, what the story is, what the fullness of life is. It's all about Jesus Christ. And the more we know the scriptures, the more we can go out and tell other people about it, the more likely it is that we will make people into disciples themselves. So that's the challenge that we face each day, not to just go through the motions of our, let's say, private prayer practices or comfortable ways of doing our Catholic faith, but going deeper, saying, what more do I need to know? What more do I need to do? Where do I have to go to get this knowledge? Do I need to go to a Bible group? Do I need to open my Bible and read a little bit of it each day so that eventually through familiarity again and again and again, I'm going to be like the people quoted in that first reading, like St. Paul, like Jesus. We'll know exactly what the story is and what we need to do, what we need to avoid, and what the truth is, what the wisdom of God is that has been given to us. So, first attribute, disciple knows the story. Do you know the story? What are you going to do to know the story? Get your Bible out. Read it. Immerse yourself in it. I'll put it this way. Marinate yourself in the Word of God. Marinate yourself in it so that it becomes part of you and you can't get away from it because it's so there in front of you, in you, that you can do nothing but remember it and share it with other people. So again, get those Bibles out, read them so that we can be on the road to discipleship, consciously and personally getting closer and closer to Christ and then going out and making new disciples.